is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Commonwealth Bank, Burger King, Atlanta's Paradise Island, White Cares Fashion Center, The Alley Go App, L.A. Impact Windows and Doors, and Wendy's.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We're going to get into some current affairs. Particularly, I want to share with you the latest on the vaccines, the vaccination update given today during a press conference, a webinar with the Bahamas Hotel Tourism Association. Tourism doing great numbers. That pent-up demand really driving the tourism arrivals. It's excellent news. They're bringing those Yankee dollars. They're probably also bringing some coronavirus, but, you know, let's keep it pushing. Really good numbers. Don't know if those numbers will hold, I would hope, but most analysts I speak to say that it's probably going to taper off. But it is still good. I wanted to, before I get into that, though, to say that I had this thought, and I thought I'd share it with you, right? Sometimes things in life that are a blessing can at times feel burdensome, right? Whether that's your marriage, your children, your job, your relationships with people, all right? And what you have to try to do is not so much put the burden down, but re-examine how you look at it. Consider the benefit of working at those things to the best of your ability and try to remain focused and positive about it. So I come to do the show every day, and I know I'm going to get a lot of flack, right? Because I'm very critical of people who have fans out there, right? And I can sometimes feel as though that feels like a burden, right? When people criticize me without any facts or data, when I'm only criticizing what data and facts have been presented and how the things have been said. And that sometimes feels like a burden, but I look at it every day as I have the opportunity, despite one dude freaking out on me in the bank the other day, I have the opportunity to help bring clarity to a lot of people to the extent that I possibly can. And so I look at that as being a blessing, something God has allowed me to do and made room for what I believe is a talent, a gift I have, to break down complex information in a relatable manner. All right? So consider these things that sometimes feel like a burden, that they really are a blessing. All right? My wife follows on Instagram a lady I can't remember her name. But she starts off, and you know, I'm not going to start doing this, but she goes, and she, like, every day, I think, she's just like, some American lady, she's like, how y'all doing? hey, honey. Hey, sunshine. Just checking in. Just know that God loves you. She's like super like positive. I can't remember her name. You know, and just always exudes this light of positivity that really helps you to put things in perspective. And the way she views the world is the way I would wish to view the world, in a very positive and clear manner. Tabitha? Tabitha Brown, yes. She's a lovely lady. Just super, super affirmative, you know. She lets you know every day that you're loved, you're special, right? And you can be the best person you can possibly be with every given day, all right? So there's that. That just was on my mind today, and I thought I'd share it with you. Even when the most cherished things in your life can sometimes give you stress, right? Can sometimes cause you pain. But work at it, all right? Work at it and keep working, all right? Says Tabitha Brown probably doesn't live under his royal competence minutes. She's just, you can't, I listen, as my wife, she's a TikTok and stuff too, which I don't get, but I listen when she's listening to these Instagram posts. It just, you can't upset this woman. She's just a ray of light and positivity in the world. Somebody has continually asked me to call out jitney drivers. I haven't caught a jitney in over 20 years, but they're saying that the jitney drivers are not adhering to the health protocols with regard to the number of passengers, sanitization, mask wearing, etc. All right? So, and they want the jitney drivers to do a better job. So to any jitney drivers out there, if you're not following the health protocols, you should. COVID's still out there, still kicking. PMH is a wreck. Says, yes, I love her. I knew you were talking about right away. Well, I'm trying to be more like her. As am I. And I'm going to get into some serious affairs right now. As am I. It's like I want to view the world in a more positive way, even though I sometimes want to set things on fire. Right? So I'm trying because there's a lot of stress. There's a lot of tension. I'm trying, all right? And you should as well, even though there's a lot of negativity out there. So just before I get into the vaccine thing. So, okay, the tourism update today was very robust. They're doing great. Harbor Island's doing off the charts. Numbers, Bahamar and Atlantis are showing very strong bookings. I spoke to a fellow yesterday. I was coming out of the gas station. He's like, hey, he asked me if that was my name, and I was like, no. And he's like, where do I know you from? I was like, I don't know. And he's like, is it Atlantis? I was like, yes. I used to work at Atlantis, and I recognized him. And I said, oh, yeah. I said, I was like, I just recently stayed there. It was really busy. Are you guys back? You're back as well? You know, and he said, well, no, because he works in the convention and banquet area, and they're not doing much of that at the moment. So tourism is doing really well, but there are lots of people who still are not back to work. And we have to keep that in mind. But tourism's doing great. The Tribune has a story about the F&M, says it's internal polling for Minnis is great. People like him. I won't comment on that per se, but I'm mentioning that to say that tourism is doing great. Minnis is reportedly polling well. Let's ring the bell. All right? I'm feeling like today's a good day. What are you feeling like? Feeling like today, around 4-ish, we could ring the bell. Yeah? All right. We'll see. Tris, I'm doing great. Where, though? Yeah, exactly. Right. So we got some New Providence and Paradise Island. We got Exuma. And we got Harbor Island. A lot of other people are flatlined. All right? But the Grand Bahamas not doing well. San Salvador not doing well. So keep that in mind. All right? Now, I got the F&M poll. I'm not gonna be drawn into it today, Devil. You're not gonna mess with me today. I'm just saying it to say, let's ring the bell. I'm feeling like today's a good day. I'm not going to be drawn in. I just told you to think positive. I'm not going to be drawn in to any craziness today, if I can help it. I'll say I don't believe that, but and I'll leave that there. All right, I'll leave that there. Now, we got a call. Sure, I got to get to my vaccine update too. So let's just be brief about these. Good day. Welcome to the revolution.
What I'm doing, Mr. McGarnick?
Hey, how's it going?
Man, wonderful. Wonderful. It'll be better at 5 o'clock if the provost marshal goes on those steps and they ring the bell. That's the only way he can prove that.
Listen.
He is ahead.
Let me tell
you. You say you ain't getting bullied.
No. I can say, let me say this, right? You ain't going to send me no internal F&M poll. If you want to know what the Bahamian people think, then hold an actual poll.
Exactly.
Hold a national election is the best poll you will ever get.
Ever get. That's it. Okay?
Right.
And furthermore, if you believe the poll, then ring the bell.
I'm saying it's a good time, right? If you think people like
you, be a good time, man.
Tourism's doing well. I'm going to give you the vaccine update. Hey,
yeah.
People are dying and PMH is overflowing and it's a wreck, but you know.
Things
ring the bell.
Happening at the passport office. Things are happening at the registration office.
Yeah.
Okay? And there are hungry people here inside St. Barnabas. Okay? They are waiting on him. Seeing that he can't bring no food, they'll bring the bell.
Yep. I got you.
Okay? Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Let's do this one call briefly, and then I got to deal with my vaccine stuff. He live in St. Barnabas? He say people hungry in St. Barnabas. You don't think he live in St. Barnabas? Or you live in St. Barnabas? You don't still live in Banda? Or you live out south now? Or you don't want the man? You know? Kermit's disputing that. People are going hungry in St. Barnabas. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
McCartney, how are you doing, sir?
I'm great. How's it going?
McCartney, the best poll you could do is go door to door and hear people express how you feel. So what?
False. The best poll you can do is to have the election.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But Mr. Gatti, let me tell you, like I said, not to start with Scott record, every day me and Leslie Miller, we go campaigning in different areas. And guess what happened, Mr. Gatti?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously speaking, Cuban Minutes is the most unpopular. Mr. Gatti, I was amazed myself. You know how much people say they vote just to give Mr. Minutes a chance because they were sick of Perry Christie just being wrong too long?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Gatti, listen, right?
Yeah, good.
Let me carefully. Now, let me show you an example of what all people are poll. The poll was done, and you all know it. Remember when Menace told people go and get registered? Remember, right?
Yes.
Nobody budged. When the day was people get registered, what happened? What happened, Mr. McCartney? I mean, facts, what happened?
I don't know. People were registering the whole time.
No, Mr. McCartney, I deal with reality. No, I mean you. I'm saying the Prime Minister, 2 weeks ago, tell people go get registered, nobody budged. The day was telling them go get registered, the bell could be ring, and what happened? Mr. McCartney, you with Menace. Cuban Minutes, truly speaking, everywhere I go, like I said, the reason why I can talk, I speak every day in the battlefield. Let me carry the most unpopular person in this country by far, Cuban Minutes and Marvin Dims.
Okay.
I mean by far.
Okay, I got you. You've stated that quite clearly. It says, Juan, I'm one of your regular texters. I'm going through exactly the same thing you are. I, too, am critical, but I want to be more positive in my karma. I'm trying gratitude and joy in the simpler things in life. Ain't awakened too good so far, though. So it's, I'm FNM, but I campaigned for the PLP in Killarney. Oh, Lord. It says, Juan, your show might be okay, but don't think more of it than it is. It's just a talk show that might help people with problems now and then, but don't let person's public disagreement with you make you feel like you're making some real change. Those persons are fanatics, a.k.a. idiots of political parties. So don't feel like some savior because people disagree with you and others hail you up in public. Not throwing shade, only throwing reality, bro. That's fine. You're entitled to your opinion. No problem. You perceive whatever it is that you would like to perceive. I know that I get emails from people who said that they found it very helpful. I don't know if you get this in your life, and so therefore you feel like you should diminish somebody else's contribution. I get messages daily from all over the place. All right, so I know I'm making a difference. That you perhaps are not making a difference in your life and you want to make others feel small because you don't make the kind of contribution that you want to, that's up to you. But I know what it is that I'm doing. All right. Now, listen, vaccines. All right. So. Let's talk vaccines. We just yesterday received 3,496 doses of the COVID-19 AstraZeneca vaccine as a result of a donation from the British Overseas Territories of Montserrat and Anguilla. Okay, so we got 3,496 yesterday, so we can now start vaccinating again because we had run out. Now, I want you to listen to Ed Fields speak. He has a very robust update on the vaccination. It's about 10 minutes or 12 minutes. A very robust update on what's going on with vaccinations. Now, he's speaking in parts of it about charts. But I'm still going to play it because he explains the charts as he's speaking, so you don't really need to see the chart, but if you want to, I can go through the charts for you because I have the slides. All right? Okay, let's quickly take this call and then listen to Ed Fields.
And try again.
Okay, never mind. All right, let's play Ed Fields today, giving the latest on the vaccination update. Now, some of the stuff he says is a bit contradictory to what Renward Wells has said, but we'll get to that. But let's listen to Ed Fields.
But I want to preclude everything by saying this. The Bahamas is a reliant nation when it comes to vaccine supply. And this is a tale of suppliers and buyers or procurers. We have been trying religiously from the beginning of the release of vaccine to gain vaccine. Unfortunately, as everyone knows, this is only repeating, the larger developed countries kind of soaked up all the vaccine. And we're in a position that essentially is like, okay, we're all ready to bake the bread. We've got the oven. We've got all the ingredients, but we can't get flour. And no matter what we try to do, it is a very difficult task. Now, the good news is this, that last night, for instance, we were able to get 3,400 doses, which sounds minuscule, but what it does is it allows us to tide ourselves over until Monday or Tuesday when we get our third tranche of AstraZeneca vaccines, and that will then allow us to open up more centers. Right now, we're down to one center, that's Loyola, and we're doing about 400. We were doing about 400 a day. We are probably going to now open that up to about 600 a day now that we've gotten these additional vaccines. And post August 1, I would guess around August 1, we will start to be able to open up more centers and hopefully get up to close to around 2,000 a day. That's including Nassau and Freeport. I want to really highlight again the importance of this supply issue. If you will note later on, and I'll go through the slides, we have used up all of our supply. Now, what that does is it gives some kind of lack of clarity to actually being able to assess the hesitancy. Not saying that there isn't hesitancy, but our accurate valuation of that is thwarted by the fact that we don't have supply, so we can't measure how accurate our hesitancy concerns are, based again on the fact that every bit of our vaccine has been used up. It also, I want to point out, of course, not only is supply the issue, but also the type of supply. So, for instance, how much would our numbers be impacted if, for instance, we had had the Pfizer vaccine, which can go to children as low as 12 years old? So we have a whole segment of the population who cannot be eligible until we get another type of vaccine. And in this instance, by the way, only Pfizer is authorized or been approved for children that young. So this is the battle that we've been facing, and what we've been trying to do to the best that we can is to manage the vaccines we have so that, one, we don't discontinue distribution, and two, that we can ensure that people get second doses. Now, the good news on that also is that we've come to learn, and the science has not been done by peer review yet, that the efficacy of the first dose may last even longer than the 12 weeks originally indicated. Where are we now? We are at a point where hopefully by, as I said, by Monday, we will have another tranche of supply, about 28,000, which is the net of the 33,000, because as you recall, we borrowed 5,000 vaccines from Antigua, and we have to return those. So we will have 28,000 at our disposal, and they will be open to our population over the next week or so. And so around about August 1, you should see more centers opening up with more volume of vaccines. Then we will have a better indication as to hesitancy. Hesitancy, again, is also a little thwarted in that you also have people, the slots are filling up, and the slots are filling up because we're giving second doses as well as first doses. So it's hard to gauge the demand for first doses because the system doesn't allow us to discriminate between first and second dose distribution. So I'm just gonna pull up a slide here, and just to give you an idea of where we are. We have distributed up to the 18th of July. The blue line are first doses, and the gold line are second doses. So you can see that, and this is in New Providence, that in New Providence alone, we have distributed 43,000 second doses, which makes it that we have 43,000 fully vaccinated people in New Providence, 30,000 first doses. Now you'll notice that as the months go by, and I'm highlighting here, that the first dose volume went down. And this wasn't necessarily due to the fact that there was hesitancy, but to the fact that we literally ceased giving first doses because we want to make sure that we met our second dose commitment. This is a very fine line in terms of management. We literally had to manage to make sure that we get people who would do their second doses, especially those who are at the 12th week, more get their second doses. The second slide shows Grand Bahama. Excuse me, you can see again the kind of scenario. You can see exactly where we started reducing first doses, but you can see that all of these slides, there's a steady climb up in first doses, very good climb in second doses, and we continue to give first doses up to here, but we will see how that goes over the next couple of weeks. And then finally, this is Now, the family islands present a huge challenge. And it has nothing to do with, it has everything to do with supply, but it also has to do with the whole archaeologic nature of the islands. The fact that we have to fly in teams to administer these things because we want to make sure that our vaccinations are being administered correctly. So you see there was a gradual kind of thing here. We did an exercise in Eleuthera, I think, in March. We did another one in Abaco, I think, later in April, or maybe it's vice versa, I can't recall right now. And then right before this, we did some, I think we did in April, we did some places like the Berry Isles, et cetera. You will notice this big spike, and that's because that was our first island blitz. We had the help of the U.S. Embassy with flight arrangements, and we were able to take teams into almost every island, and you can see the uptake of the family islands at the time. This blip here is the second dose blitz. And of course, when we did that, we also see where we did this additional amount of first doses. So this is a challenge because we cannot sustain going in blitzes to the island. So where we are now, and we're essentially about to, you know, kind of fully implement that strategy, is when we get the doses that we anticipate we're going to get, we're going to have to deploy doses to the EPI clinics so that they can distribute as needed in the family islands. So, Kerry, to the point about information, we can only give information that we have. And this is around the whole process. We don't give information based on what we believe is going to happen. So, for instance, last night, when we knew that the plane was taking off from Antigua, that is when we announced the doses, because we have been working on those 3,400 doses for over a week and a half. All sorts of documentation required, all sorts of export licenses, et cetera, MOUs from the British, from the UK, from the countries, and anything can derail it. So when we get the information, we disseminate it. That's our commitment. This is just a kind of a second dose uptake chart. You can see that second dose uptake has been fairly strong. What this says is that all of the people who are eligible for a second dose, that is as of the seventh week, have taken 30,000 in the new province have taken it, which is up to 85%. Grand Bahama, about 86%, 86.5%. Family Islands, about closer to 88%. You see the actual numbers. Now, these numbers, are a combination of people who just simply decided, well, I'm going to wait a little longer. They may have gotten second doses elsewhere. We'll talk about that in a second. Or they just haven't taken it yet. So we don't see, what we see here is of the eligible doses for persons for second dose, these numbers remain consistent. So as more people become eligible, the number stays consistent in here. So that's a very good percentage of people who are interested in the uptake. This is just a final kind of cumulative chart that shows where we are. The gold line were first dose only people. As you can see, this declined, and that declined not necessarily, and I just want to qualify this, I'm not excluding it, not necessarily due to the hesitancy, but also due to supply. It's a combination of those things. When we have ample supply, and I'll speak to that in a second, when we have ample supply, we will be able to measure our hesitancy better. As you can see, the blue line is second doses, so we see where we are with that. And of course, this number here is the number that I want to impress, especially to Ms. Burnside, who questioned the number. This is 60,000 doses, people who received at least one dose. That's 60,000 of 400,000, which is our total population, is about 15%. But keep in mind that you consider the young folks under 12 now, even though, you know, we don't have vaccines for people up to 12 or 12 and older, that would represent about 20% of the eligible population. And of course, this is the total amount of doses administered, which is we're getting closer to 100,000. For those of you who wondered, well, if we only had 87,000 or roughly 87,000 doses, how do we get to close to 95,000? Well, because the vials, when we calculate how many doses we receive, is based on 10 doses per vial. What we have found, and we've had very, very little wastage, is that we can get 11, sometimes 12 doses in a vial, and that is how we're able to get to this higher number. I want to talk about one other feature that we've just recently added, and that is a foreign vaccination register. So on our platform, those who have gotten, Bahamians and permanent residents who have gotten vaccinated abroad, are now able to register online. They do not get a certificate. This is simply a method for us to keep track of who has been vaccinated, so that we have an accurate number as a percentage of our population. That was launched and announced on Friday. This is not Thursday, so that's less than 7 days. And already we have 1,200 people registered on that. So that this number here, the green number, you can boost by another 1,200 people. And that number continues to grow daily. I just want to speak briefly to the issue of vaccines and vaccine availability. So, as I discussed, and again, you know, I'm saying this with the proviso that anything can change because we don't have control over it, but we have received this 3,400 last night. Those are now in circulation. We expect to receive another 28,000 by Monday or so from our COVAX supplier. There is discussion, and again, I don't wish to be given any level of 100% guarantees, but over the next quarter, 57,000 more vaccines coming in from COVAX. That could be a mixture of AstraZeneca and Pfizer. And then finally, the U.S. grant of vaccine. And that will be sometime, we anticipate sometime in August. And the numbers there are substantial. And they have three allocations over the next several quarters of essentially hundreds of thousands of vaccines that could be available to us. Obviously, we won't take delivery all at one time because we want to make sure that we don't waste anything and storage, et cetera, are concerns. So we are now fully engaged with trying to facilitate the distribution of Pfizer, which means, A, nurses have to be trained because there's a different application in terms of the Pfizer vaccine. There are dilutants and mixtures involved. These cold storage is different. We're in the process of procuring all of the freezers that we need. The government has gotten some already on stream, and we're working with other parties to get more so that we can have maximum storage. And also, even the syringes are different. We are hoping, of course, that when the vaccines come, syringes will be shipped with them. Dilutants will be shipped with them, but we're not taking any chances, and we're also working on how we can make sure that we short those supplies as well. So that's where we are with regard to the vaccine process. And again, as I say, the information that we give the dashboard every week, because that's information we have. We don't have specifics on when a shipment will arrive. We know when it's going to arrive when we get a purchase order, when we know it's leaving the town that the destination that it's leaving from, the port that it's leaving from. So as we get that information, we put it out in quick time. I want to make one last appeal. One of the other interesting dilemmas of this whole pandemic is, of course, the Bahamas has a very limited resource pool. Is why we were able to use the services of these wonderful people who have been working nonstop from the beginning of the pandemic. We are now in another surge, and they are now being utilized in those areas to give healthcare to people who are becoming sick. And so what I would like to do just is, I don't know if media is on this call, is to really make an appeal to private clinicians who have not been involved in the process to come forward and to see how they can help in this process. Because, again, we'll have another problem of we'll have supply, we'll have demand, but then we won't have people that we can, that can administer the vaccine. So we make an appeal to folks to please, volunteer to try to help us in that regard. I think that's it for me.
Thank you very much.
All right, that was Ed Fields giving a comprehensive vaccination update there. Kind of doing a lot of coughing there, Ed. I'm kind of glad he wasn't in the studio. We got to go to break, and we'll be back right after this. We'll talk more about these things and others.
for effortless hurricane protection,
then you need to get to know LA Impact Windows and Doors. Forget the plywood and get
the lowest and affordable prices
on hurricane windows and doors for all your residential and commercial projects. You can feel safe and secure with LA Impact Windows and Doors. Located in the Southland Shopping Center, East Street South, LA Impact Windows and Doors, impacting your views. Call 322-3667 or 829-7822.
Impress or replace those utensils, or maybe even upgrade your household appliances, then you don't know YCare's Fashion Center. With three locations to serve you, YCare's Fashion Center features the things you need or want, all at a price that you can afford. Open Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., YCare's Fashion Center also has the island's largest jean collection. Put the fun back in shopping and visit your favorite YCare's location today, where you can afford to look good.
Did you know that $5 can get you delicious combos fit for a king? Well, it can, but only at Burger King Nassau. Not only is the big in-flavor flame-grilled Whopper Junior combo you love available for just $5, but now you can enjoy a crispy chicken junior sandwich topped with bacon plus fries and a drink for only $5 as well. At Burger King Nassau, you get to choose between a chicken BLT or flame-grilled beef in two great combos that include fries and a drink for only $5, including that. Value has a new home at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Travel less, but vacation more by indulging yourself and your family with the ultimate staycation getaway at Atlantis. Sleep in, relax, play, go out. Say yes to a fantastic staycation in your very own paradise just over the bridge. For reservations, call 363-6483 or visit Atlantis Local on Facebook for details.
Allego is here to help local companies boost their bottom line. If you own a business, join Allego and let us help you get people in your stores. ShopAllego.com has 2,000 website visitors daily, and you can list your business for free. Allego is the local online coupon hub where shoppers find weekly deals and discounts. It's where your business should be. Visit ShopAllego.com, that's ShopAllego.com, to list your business for free today.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We just heard an update from Ed Fields. Now, a couple of things. He says that the 57,000 vaccines may be a mixture of AstraZeneca and Pfizer and or Pfizer, but that's not what Renwood Wells said. Renwood Wells said we're getting 57,000 doses of Pfizer. So I have to ask, why are we hearing two different things? All right, we'll do some of your text messages. You can feel free to call if we have we got some time left before the news break. It says Juan, be nice on the polling. Yeah, I'm not gonna get into it. I'm saying let's have the poll. Let's have the big one. Says, I'm extremely critical of ghetto folk, but I'm trying real hard. It's an uphill battle. Gotta keep trying. All right, you gotta keep trying. Make sure this is all worth it. All the craziness you see, all the bad driving, all the carelessness about the environment, and people keep everything filthy and throw trash everywhere, and all the arguing and the shooting and the robbing and all this. We still gotta look at it in a positive way to say that this is worth doing, all right? One, I now know 1% of Bahamians don't like you. They don't have a sense of humor or soul. I nearly back up when you spoke about Ed Coffin. Hey, maybe he's fine. I don't, glad he wasn't in studio today is all I'm saying. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
Yes, good afternoon, McCartney.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, man, I know I can't hear you too well, but thanks for the help with BTC. I got sorted out.
Excellent.
With my internet and my phone, thanks to Mistress Aubrey, Mr. Bassetti, and Mr. Hanna.
Very good.
They are great technicians and administrators, and they handle it well. I think they are a great company. That's why I stick with BTC, you know?
Yeah, you got the fiber?
No. What happens? The fiber haven't reached the areas yet.
Oh, okay. That's
the situation. Another thing, man, I always tell politicians, you know, it's always good to be honest, you know. It's good to be honest, even if you're on the opposition side. What I'm getting at is that the other day, Mr. Cooper mentioned about how Exuma was booming.
Mm-hmm.
And he never mentioned that, you know, well, the government is doing something. And it's always like he was saying, well, the Americans are coming over and they have a chance to travel, but the government had to be doing something,
mm-hmm.
you know, in order to encourage tourists to come to the country. See, he could lose votes on that end. See, if you're honest, you know, people will say, you know, some he's an honest man. At least he's giving the government credit. But when you do that, it tells me you're not honest.
No, I know. I want to be careful. Slow down. Be careful. I am not going to be calling people dishonest and all this stuff on the radio.
No.
What I'm saying, you disagree with him.
What are you saying? You know?
Okay, fair enough.
I heard him on the radio, but I'm saying if you want votes, you know, when people balance you, they say, you know something? Hey, he's a good guy. He gives credit where credit is due. Obviously, the tourists just ain't going to just hop over here like that. The government has to be doing something.
Okay.
You know, that's all I'm saying. If you want more votes, be fair. That's all I'm saying.
I hear you. I mean, I don't have any grand expectation that in the heat of an election campaign that the deputy leader of the opposition party is going to heap any sort of praise on the government. I think that's unrealistic. This says, hi, what stood out to me is when Mr. Field said when they get the PO, it tells us that we are paying for the vaccine, whether we take it or not, whether you take it or not. Yeah, you got to pay for it. So it sounds like a bunch of fluff to me. And if they can't get AstraZeneca right, who letting them inject Pfizer in them? They'll be injecting that at all kind of different temperatures. Let's hope BPL keep the power on because, you know. This says, so I wanted my money's worth of the jab. I'm ready to take it. Well, it's coming. They're going to reopen appointments now. So you can do that. All right. It says, tell me something. Was that a joke yesterday? Because I laugh out loud when the text writer told you if you took the COVID-19 vaccine, it will attack your heart eventually. I don't know. I don't know where he got that from. It says, I find Chester Cooper to be honest in saying Exuma is booming, and I also found him to be honest when he said the PLP should repent for their past behaviors too. It says, good afternoon, one. Man, I don't need political candidates telling me there won't be any tax increases. There'll always be taxes. Instead, show me your plan for job creation and opportunity so people can work. I don't need to constantly hear about who borrowed one sum over another. Truth is, every generation will have to keep on paying the nation's debt. Soon, some administration will take us to $1 trillion debt. $1 trillion debt. What are we going to do with $1 trillion? Who would lend us $1 trillion? What we need is the money to help us ease the burden in this world system. Yeah, and you make some very good points. I don't know about $1 trillion. One, did he say he can't tell which registrants are first and second doses because the system doesn't distinguish? I'm not sure if that's what he meant to relay, but if it is, please give him my number. I can get that data for him if given access to the database. I'm going to assume that I missed something. I can't see how it's not possible to get that data. Yeah, I questioned when he said that as well. If you are making first dose appointments and it's all computerized, I know because I did it, and then you make a second dose appointment, why can't you distinguish between the people who have already had the first dose and the people who have had the second dose? I don't get it. We got to go to the news break. We're going to be back on the other side. We'll talk more.
96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there cause the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
There's only one way to have a better morning.
How?
Start your mornings the best way with our 2 for $6 breakfast sandwiches at Wendy's. For a limited time, choose any two of your favorite breakfast sandwiches, including the fresh Kraken Sack Muffin, honey buttermilk chicken biscuit, double sausage muffin, or the sausage egg and cheese biscuit. Wash it all down with our cold brew shake or coffee. Better mornings always start at Wendy's. Wendy's, different inside and out. Airport locations.
Allego is here to help local companies boost their bottom line. If you own a business, join Allego and let us help you get people in your stores. ShopAllego.com has 2,000 website visitors daily, and you can list your business for free. Allego is the local online coupon hub where shoppers find weekly deals and discounts. It's where your business should be. Visit ShopAllego.com. That's ShopAllego.com to list your business for free today.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Walt McCartney. So good to have you with us. We were just talking previously about a couple of issues, but when we left off, we were talking about the vaccine update that Ed Fields gave today. It says, boy, when I just saw your boy DeWitt at Extra Value Food Store, they just robbed Leslie Miller in the parking lot on these people call. They robbed Leslie Miller. In fact, Kyle, that's right next door to where we are. Kyle Joaquin ran out there and got Leslie Miller. And so let's listen to that real. It's a brief clip. Listen to that clip. Hear what happened. And so at least we know that's out there. Go ahead.
I went into the food store to buy a couple pieces of goods. And then this gentleman shouted that somebody's Jeep just got broken into. I said, what color? He said, silver Jeep. He was saying a silver Jeep. And we came outside, this what happened.
And you met this?
Yeah.
But you said you only went into the food store.
I went, my junior went to the bank, CIBC in Madera Street, which opposite modernistic pet supply. Mm-hmm. Okay? I went to the bank, I withdraw some money, payroll, and when I came out of my car, I was going to buy some bird food. But it hit me, I say, this car, there was a green Jeep right like here, and I'm parked there, but there was no car in here, okay? So I said, what the hell is Jeep doing here? You know, this little car, you couldn't, the tents, one mind say, don't go to that car, leave that alone. So I jumped in my car and I came out here, way around them. I left, I came, I went down through Madera Street, I went through East Street, I went through Baintown, and I came here to get something. I was in the store 5 minutes. The gentleman came and said, somebody break into a silver car. He didn't know, a Jeep. So I said, I got a Jeep out there. So he said, well, let's go.
Wow. Just wow. So they followed him from Palmdale to Oaksfield just waiting to break in the car. I'm glad he's okay. Listen, this is a rough situation. Again, a lot of unemployed people out there, and then just a lot of dirtbag criminals out there who are targeting people. Particularly if you're a business owner, you should be very careful about these your movements, particularly at the banks. We just said somebody got robbed at Harbor Bay at gunpoint just earlier this week. You really need to be careful. People are following you. They're monitoring your movements. All right. For the record, I don't carry cash. All right. You don't have to follow me ever. So I have no cash on me at any time. All right. Police need to do something about that, too. All right, let's go through some of your messages. It says, are the DNA and independent candidates not taking the pending election seriously and getting their names and agenda out there so we can consider them viable, or do they think they'll win by default? I still can't find out how many candidates running in my area. I'm considering staying home on election day. Nothing changes. And the DNA seems to be invested in an internal conflict, more so than a campaign. This says, Avatar One, let's settle this once and for all, man. If Kermit really is real, let him speak just like five words. They don't think you're real now, Kermit. They don't think you exist. One, can you suggest in the next staff meeting that Anton, Dave, Sparky52, Amos, Brayman, and JJ have a roundtable show from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. so they could get everything off their chest while normal people are sleeping? Says Juan, you're the best, bro. Don't listen to those small-minded people. Like I always say, you're the best journalist in the Bahamas. Well, look, you know, you take the bitter with the sweet, right? And you make your own assessments at the end of the day. So you're always going to have people who are unhappy with any sort of progress you're doing or change you're affecting, and they want to diminish that, probably because they're unhappy with something in their own lives. But I don't have a problem reading your negative text most of the time. You have to have self-confidence to know that you are actually achieving some of the things that you had set out to achieve. It says, hi, Juan. The government wants to have a permanent voter register when the current register is at its worst ever, having lots of dead and missing voters. There are also huge disparities in voter numbers among constituencies. Chester Cooper seems to have supported Pintard and Wells' second boundaries committee report, probably to rush the general elections for this year without fixing these problems. This is shameful. How would the constituencies commission fix the voter register? That I don't understand. Now, let's for a second talk about this. They have now a permanent voters register. And I thought about this because Dave was calling before and he was saying they're making it harder for people to vote, and you know, because they want a light bill or whatever like that. And I was, in my head, I'm like, well, you should be able to produce some sort of official documentation of where you live. And then I thought, you know, and barring that, you could be able to get some sort of affidavit or something. So in thinking about it, it's probably difficult for a lot of people to, especially younger people, to get something official about where they live, right? You are an 18-year-old, 19-year-old, or 25-year-old even, and you're living in your parents' house, right? Your name's not on the deed or the lease. Your name's not on the light bill or the water bill or the cable bill. So how do you prove that you actually live there? And listening to Wayne Monroe yesterday, he makes a really good point in that if for a first-time voter, or your first time you're going to register to vote, it's sufficient to just swear to the officer of the Parliamentary Registration Department that you actually live where you say you live, then why do you need to go get a police report in order to replace your voter's card? And why do you need official documentation in order to transfer your address? So I think if you swear to it, and there's a penalty in law that if you're found to be lying, there's a penalty. If you swear to it, then that should suffice, because it's good enough to swear that for a first-time voter that you actually live where you say you live, right? It's like, it doesn't make any sense, you know? And in fact, the law doesn't require you to have a police report, so I don't know why they're putting that burden on people. And you know that thousands of people have moved from Abaco and Grand Bahama, and yet they would likely have moved in with relatives, right? So they don't have documentation. So you should just allow them to affirm or swear through an affidavit that that's where they live, all right? But I don't know how the Boundaries Commission changes that, all right? It says, hey, Juan, I voted F&M last election. Don't like how they treated McElpine, so I'm campaigning with Ginger Moxie and Pine Ridge this election, all right? It says, Ed, as a minister, doctor of something, why the same old clique always up in things? The same old talking head puppets wake up people at time, isn't it? I mean, Ed's, you know, a good organizational guy. He's on every committee. The PM clearly has a great deal of confidence in him. This says, Juan, thank you for playing this. Very transparent. I'm so sick of hearing PM Minnis, who's a physician and the Minister of Health, talking a bunch of dung. It's a very sad time in this country. All we want is honesty. Voted F&M from 92, and now I'm an undecided voter. All right. You can call me, 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. Let's take the call here. You got the call, Arlington? No? We don't have the call? Let's take the call. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
How you doing, brother?
I'm great. How's it going?
Good, good. Going into the next election, with all fairness, all balance, all sense, I need both parties, and including the third party, because I'm not going to just throw these people away. They're Bahamians, okay? So they have a voice, and they're letting their voice be heard in some serious medias. But the Bahamian people are tired of billions of our dollars, hard-working dollars that comes from this country's resources. Every government, successive two parties have done this. Put billions of dollars into infrastructure that the Bahamian people on a balanced level will, if things don't change, never enjoy. We have 50,000 people out of a job. You think they can afford to share a two-hour video telling the truth? Come on, gentlemen, on all of the parties. Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come for our country people to benefit from the natural resources that the Almighty Yahweh Elohim S-U-N Son have created for them. That goes for every nation. Y'all have a good day.
All right. Thanks, Amos. Let's take this next call. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. How's it going?
Yes, sir. You know, sometimes when we attend to paraphrase people, we get some things wrong. Like for instance, when the minister says when the minister says that oh Lord, I forgot. But anyway, it all boils down to you know, the minister came on and he never addressed the disparity, you know, in the amount of voters in his constituency. In fact, all the seats they have, the disparity in those seats is are small. Even the one in Ironton, I think that's the smallest seat in New Providence, you know. And the minister talked about my train of thought still went. But then, you know, we need to put the hard questions to these people. You see?
Okay.
He needs to answer to this party and why his commission, his commission didn't address it. You see? Mind you, the way Moochie tend to address it, that was wrong. But he wanted to add seats down south where he needed to accommodate more seats, you see, to accommodate the equality and our power to elect the government. You know, it seems like these people voting with land, it's like the rich man owning more land and to get more votes. You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know how maybe I'm looking at this wrong. I don't know how the boundaries, the constituency's commission fixes the voter register. Now, I understand that the voter register informs the constituency's commission, but they can only go off the data that they have. Now, Moochie was going off of numbers that I don't fully believe are accurate, right? Because we're still going off the old register and we haven't reconciled who all's moved yet, right? I think they purged the dead people, so they say. But his theorem of linking Family Island constituencies and also creating several more constituencies because of a population growth doesn't hold that much water to me. All right. So I don't know, and I could be looking at it wrong. I don't know how the constituency's commission fixes the register. All right. I don't. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
A pleasure and good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
Hey, how's it going?
It's Sparky here. Calling that Texan that got some nerve, but anyway. Mm-hmm. They are always hiding their face. I wish they were man enough to meet me by one of them little watering holes so we could have a discussion on whether I should call it a talk show or not, which is my constitutional right. And you have the right to tell the gentleman, the producer, to not take my call or whatever. You did it before when we had a disagreement. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I would just like to say a shout out to the family of, I told you that I found out lately that I was affiliated with another family that I never knew. Mm-hmm. And the leader of that family, Ms. Magnol Walker, passed away. So I just wanted to say a shout-out to the Walker family and the passing of Ms. Magnol Walker, who I just found out was some long-distant cousin. And one of the funniest thing is I got started to get to meet her and know her and everything. And then one day I said, what can I bring to you? She said, bring me a nice kung salad. So I went up on my yellow water Montague and did him a big $20 Kong salad for him. So don't put no pepper, bad on the stomach. Mm-hmm. Thanked me and the family, thanked me for the salad, and a few days later she passed away.
Oh my!
But I didn't make that salad.
Right. Yeah, no, I don't.
You never did that, but yeah. To the family, may she rest in peace, and that's just a shout out. And that guy who got a problem with us calling in DSL, telling me or somewhere, let's see what his face looked like. So we'll have a discussion and see what color shirt we are.
Okay.
Have a good day.
All right, my brother. All right. I got another call. Let's do it. Let's do it. Good afternoon. Welcome. Nope. Okay. Fair enough. Call if you so choose. This says, Juan, in today's Tribune, did you see those poll results on the approval of favorability among voters for FNM leader Dr. Minutes and PLP leader Brave Davis? Dr. Minnis got 49% approval to the PLP leader and former deputy prime minister in the previous Christie administration's 24% in terms of those who disapprove of Minnis, while 37% did, a whopping 49% disapproved of a potential PLP Brave Davis-led administration. So I think Brave Davis remains unfavorable among many and an anchor around the PLP party's neck. They should have demanded he left with Christie. Well, firstly, I don't believe that poll. I think the sample size is too low, and I don't understand their methodology. But fair enough. You have the poll result, and that's what it says. If you want to actually know what the electorate thinks, have the election. I mean, you got to debate these random polls. We could take an actual physical poll at the ballot box, right? But it is probably still an impediment to the Progressive Liberal Party that Brave Davis carries with him a lot of baggage from the previous administration. I will say that. But again, we can find out, right? Let's just ring the bell. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Warren.
How's it going?
So, our talk show on the constitution, is constitutional right to call us right now?
No.
Is somebody right now? Is
No, you have no constitutional right to call me.
No, it's not a right.
Yeah.
You give us the opportunity to? Because that's how y'all run. Anyhow, do you know Senator Rand Paul is a doctor?
Yeah.
He's a medical doctor. What I'm saying, do you know Chancellor Angela Merkel is a physicist and a chemist? She has two PhDs. Mm-hmm. Well, because, why they call Dr. Menace 5 times doctor than he's a prime minister? Like, it abused me to call him Dr. Menace. And the man thinking he's a doctor is rather than being the prime minister. But it is like calling a man by his title. Would we be paying him to be prime minister? And so he can act like a prime minister.
I'm not sure what you're saying. We shouldn't call him a doctor? He's a medical.
Right now, he's a retired doctor. He can't practice no more. He ain't practiced in 20 years. He gives go back to school. But let's say, German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, is a physicist. Mm-hmm. She starts out as a medical doctor. She has two PhDs. Senator Rand Paul is a medical doctor, and many others. But it's time that he's a U.S. senator. Why make him look smarter? Being a doctor will make you a better prime minister. But let's say, Dr. Sands, he's a good doctor, but he can't run a hospital. Like Dr. Moore would have failed 10 years ago. They have the best trauma surgeons in the world at heart, but they pick a retired biker who used to do in contracts.
I don't know. Dwayne Sands used to run the entire accident and emergency department. What do you mean he can't run a hospital?
No, I mean to run a big hospital. Billions of dollars under thousands of staff. A doctor is a doctor. They treat to do one thing, not be a CEO.
Okay, all right.
You smart me. They have smart people, but they're not cut out to be managers to hire somebody. Now, Wayne Fant is alpha male, so he might could wing it.
Okay, that seems like a very random concern. The man is a medical doctor. I don't know what's the issue with him calling him a doctor. Let's take another phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Nope. All right. Give us a holler back. This says, Juan, why does Ed keep coughing? The vax starting to kick in, eh? Hello. I got to tell Ed. People are concerned. This is Juan, your guest cough sounds suspect. He have one more cough before I call the COVID hotline. This is Juan. Don't set nothing on fire because Fox Hill Prison don't have no AC. They got parts of it with AC now. I certainly won't be finding out how it is in there. Juan, now we feel how LBT and all the other MPs felt after working with Menace for 4 years, that he's not ready for prime time, which makes him just say and do mess that is not good as prime minister. He just stay in the background, I think. He has conflict phobia. Okay. Let's take a phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. No? Okay. Let's do the other call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Yes?
Respectfully to the last caller, because he's a great Bahamian. Always calling. Great comment. I have to respectfully disagree with him. Dr. Dwayne Sands, in my humble opinion, one, everyone that know, Amos is alive because of that man when he was in charge of the area of accident and emergency. At the time, I was injured when I was much a younger man. So I praise Yahweh Elohim every day for his professionalism. However, it's in my humble submission and opinion that it's the political bureaucracy that have prevented him. Certain changes, what needs to happen for that hospital, you would have to make a Dwayne Sands prime minister to see the real change. And then if he were prime minister and you don't see it, and I'm saying in respect to him being once the minister of health and a medical doctor, like the last caller said, but we have a prime minister who is a doctor, and we like to see some more powerful stuff in the last remaining time he have, and his cabinet do some serious things for our hospital.
Okay.
Good day.
Thank you, buddy. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Juan. How are you?
I'm fine. How's it going?
I'm okay. You had a great show yesterday.
Thank you.
You know, I'm calling for Dr. Sam to come back. I could be listening to the show yesterday.
Yeah, me too.
What I wanted to say, right? I listened to Dr. Falk when it comes to crisis and energy. It's a problem. Can you hear me clearly?
I cannot hear you clearly, no.
Okay, I'm saying that I've listened to Dr. Falk and the when it comes to the COVID and virus and not spread, right?
Right.
What I don't get is when they are talking to the public, they make it sound as if they're speaking to us. It reminds me of back in the States with Dr. Fauci when he then Trump was in charge of America, you know. He wanted to say some things, but he wasn't able to say.
Right.
Then they're talking. Why didn't they just talk directly to the government?
Exactly.
Because, you know, instead of coming on and they're talking to us, like, we're the problem or we're the problem. You know, like, they want to say some things and they're unable to say things. You know, Dr. Fauci was in the same position back then, you know, and then you notice how clearly now he could speak, you know.
Exactly. Now, we haven't had a press conference from the Ministry of Health in months. I do not know if Dr. Pearl McMillan, or where she is. And that when you hear Nakia Forbes speaking as she is speaking in the media, it kind of makes you believe that all this, we're speaking with health officials, doesn't really line up. Because if she's the head of the National Infectious Disease Lab or whatever unit, she should be telling this to the Minister of Health, the competent one, the cabinet, all right, to explain what she believes needs to be done. Now, her preferred method seems to be lockdowns. I don't agree with that. But we do need to be very careful because there are people who are susceptible to COVID-19 who are going to get sick and die. All right. One set of citizens can save our country. That's the voters of Killarney. So please, Killarney voters, vote Mr. Minnis out and save our country. This says, yeah, your good friend and buddy Ed Fields is out of his league. I suggest he go back to his daytime hotel job. Oh, man, you guys are unkind. It's trying to hook us up with the vaccine. Let's take a phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon, Juan. How are you today, man?
I'm fine. How's it going?
I'm fine, thanks. I beg to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen all these ads focusing strictly on celebrate Davis? Just celebrate Davis alone?
I've seen some of them, yeah.
Listen, let me ask you a question. Let's be sensical here. Okay. They're saying that celebrate Davis did nothing for his constituency. I have a few stuff that I could name that he did. Okay, he built a school in San Salvador. He built some houses. He did some infrastructure work in San Salvador. In Kiara Island, he built two mini hospitals that this government has yet, 4 years later, has yet, which are 80% completed, 80 to 90% completed, has yet to open. Could you tell the Bahamian people what Dr. Minnis did in Killarney? I can tell you what he did in Killarney. He did the infrastructure for the road from Orange Hill to Old Fort Bay. And put free Wi-Fi in Gambia. Anything else you could name that he did in Killarney? There's no comparison, Juan McCartney. These people got to stop it. It's not about just being political, you know. It's about the facts. And the facts is, Brave Davis, as a deputy prime minister and as the leader of the opposition, did more than the prime minister in his constituency. Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much. I don't know what we're measuring that with, but I don't get it. Good afternoon, welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan. Good afternoon, Thomas.
Yeah.
One of your last callers realized that this is a political season. You're gonna have those kind of things, man. If whether you like it or not, person for and against, that you're going to have that. They're going to be constant back and forth.
It's not a realistic expectation to think that the Free National Movement isn't going to attack the PLP in its most sore spot to gain a political advantage. I don't understand how
it works. I mean, the mere fact that the election could be called at any time and be in that period. So you're going to have that back and forth. President's going to be talking about basically the leader of both parties. That's just the reality.
Correct.
That's where the focus is going to be for the most part.
Absolutely.
Now, what I call you about, Ron, is that I have concern, too, about Ms. Forbes constantly coming on and just talking directly to him and people as opposed to talking to the Minister of Health and, of course, the Prime Minister himself. That's what she should be talking about. I have the audience with them to deal with and sit down and have the conversation with respect to this pandemic. But, you know, it's at a very alarming rate when you look at the last statistic and the present. Over 900 patients tested positive in the month of July. That's totally unacceptable. So she needs to have the conversation with the relevant authorities as opposed to coming out and just making these wild guests. And like you said, Dalregis, I don't know where she is because she's been out for some time. I haven't heard from her in quite a while.
Yeah, I haven't heard from McMillan, I said, but Dalregis.
And also the chief medical officer, does she exist?
Yeah, I don't know where she is. I honestly, I'm baffled by it. You know, we're in the middle of a pandemic. We should regularly be hearing from these people.
Yeah, we should be in constant briefing going on at least once a week at the least.
Yeah, I agree with you totally. All right,
and you're doing a good job. So keep it up, Ron.
Thanks, my brother. Got some more calls. Fine, let's do it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon. What are you doing, my friend?
I'm great. How's it going?
Yeah, you know, my boy Mitch just called a while ago and said he named three things were documented, right?
Uh-huh.
He named three things himself. You know, see, these PRP haters, they need to stop, man. One, at the end of the day, we all behemoths. That's why I said, Liverpool and say, if we don't fight this country, we don't deserve to have it, man. The Haitians happy, the Nigerians happy, the Americans happy. Any foreign in this country working happy, you know. They only behemoths to complain, you know. Plenty of job, you know, want. If you're not job, how would I go in construction? Come for yourself. Do things, I feel. No, we want to get lazy. We don't bake bread, or we don't do potato bread, but we don't do nothing. All we do is complain. Huh? We spend that money trying to get these vaccines. I ain't vaccinated that no more. But I went down to Johnson, one-stop shop.
Ah,
I see. Stop complaining about it. Let's stop complaining, Mitch. You want to turn it to stop your bunch of shit, okay?
Hey.
Okay,
let's not do that, okay? This isn't a bar room. We're not going to use that type of language. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon. I just make comment pertaining to calling an election. Only the prime minister knows when the election is going to be. That doesn't turn out to be a competitive advantage for any prime minister. The last prime minister who called an election and won was Mr. Ingram in 1997. So I don't see what the big deal is trying to keep the election as a good war.
That's my point exactly. Like, why can't? Why is it a surprise?
So 1997 was the last time a prime minister called an election, and that's what the prime minister and his party won. So I don't know what's the big deal with all this when we playing around with this election. And I think it's kind of even more disturbing with this pandemic still raging in our country because, you know, we still have people piling up to these registration places.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's being irresponsible on behalf of the political body, which is power right now. See, you could set the date for the election, you know.
Of course.
What if you announce the date for the election?
Yes.
And say the day the House is going to be dissolved. I think Mr. Ingram did that one time. I think the last time he was in power, I think he announced the day that he was going to dissolve Parliament, and it didn't happen abruptly like it usually happens.
Right.
I think the last, if my memory serves me right, I think he announced like a week or so before when he was going to dissolve Parliament dissolved.
Right. Well, he told us, I mean, he was saying, I believe a few months in advance,
right. Yeah,
will
yeah,
you have
yeah.
an early election? And he was like, no, I'm not going to have an early election. We're going to see out the rest of this term. You know,
right.
And at least there was some definitive.
Getting close to when he was about to call it, he announced it at a rally that, look here, this day could be the last for y'all to get registered. please go and get registered, because I can be dissolving the parliament if my memory serves me right. So
yeah.
This advantage where people think, oh, the prime minister holding this so close to his chest, that hasn't turned out since 97. The person who got an election as prime minister has been reelected.
I don't get it either. I don't see what the big secret is.
At the end of the day, it's still, like you say, the polling don't mean nothing. All the odds don't mean nothing. It's what the numbers election night when they start counting those ballots.
At the ballot box.
And the returning officer announces who in the lead. That's who will win the election.
Agreed.
And all the polling and spending all this money on some of these stuff. A lot of people didn't make up their mind how they could vote.
But let me also show you this, right? And here's the danger in that. And we talked about this with him while I'm ramming. You're saying to me there's a national poll about the approval rating of Dr. Minnis and the approval rating of Brave Davis. That means nothing, right? Because you are in a parliamentary system where first past the post wins. That's
exactly.
All right? And that could be decided by one vote throughout of various constituencies, so you don't have any constituency data to show which constituencies you're up or down in. You're just taking a national sentiment. It doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah, and like you said, at the end of the day, you only need to win by one vote.
Right.
You only need no large margin.
Right, only one vote and one constituency.
One vote, and the same thing in Parliament, time to pass a bill, you only need one vote.
Yeah. So again, you could do that. You could do all that, and it's interesting to have data. But if you really want to know what it is, then let's have the election.
And I think a lot of this stuff, they just wasted money on a lot of stuff. Some of these odds and things, they just wasted money.
Yeah, they know? Could.
I mean, y'all ain't making the money from that. It because I think only the big cable station making the money.
Yeah, they got the ads on cable. They ain't
And I think that's kind of odd.
Get us no paper, I guess.
You know, that's
fine.
Kind of odd.
Yeah, but I agree with you. Thanks, my brother. I don't see what the big secret got to be. Just say when the election is, make up your mind. It's not going to give you any political advantage by taking the other party by surprise. There's no surprise needed. All their candidates are ratified. They are ready to go. All right. The Progressive Liberal Party anyway. So just say when the election is going to be. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to a couple more calls and then we'll take a break. And then I have text I need to read. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hi, Juan. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
You know, instead persons or the people calling and cussing and about blowing a gasket and attacking PLPs for their views, which they're entitled to, and opinions, you know, just calm it down and take out that frustration out on your leaders and your political representatives, whoever is frustrating the system.
Right.
Because there's a lot to be frustrated about. And this is not even about politics. When you see people, persons are dying in one family, when you see the situation that is totally out of control, Somerset, a doctor, the key option, or come to the public and speak. She's being honest. If you can't depend on you have a doctor, Sands coming forward, he's doing his interviews. He is stating the way things are in this country. You understand? And we cannot continue to blame the Bahamian people 100%, but the responsibility at our feet, saying that the numbers went up because we were too busy partying on independence.
You could blame people if you have data to back that up.
No, but
you
not,
can't
I
just
mean,
say that and don't
no, have
back it up.
We have to take responsibility, one. I understand that, right? But don't put the whole thing at our feet when we know there are other things going on,
right?
That is causing this mess to get to the point that it's at now. Decision making is not what you do; it's how you do it. You know,
I agree.
I don't want the government or governments, future past or whatever governments, to think we're stupid. Stop looking at us and thinking you can come and you can stand in front of the camera and have the mic and you can say any old thing. Now you're blaming this whole thing about this backup of this the registration, right? People trying to get registered to vote. You're going back to 2017. You said that you were going to put systems in place to improve the system. You understand me? You have to take responsibility. We all have to take responsibility. So amendment. I understand. As a person, as a supporter, you get agitated and you get upset because things ain't looking too good. Then you're gonna have the great editors, the great media, the media staff, and across the board, the staff, the spread to call out this administration and the leader of this country.
I gotcha. I gotta go here to a break. We'll be back on the other side. We'll do some text messages.
Of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Travel less, but vacation more by indulging yourself and your family with the ultimate staycation getaway at Atlantis. Sleep in, relax, play, go out. Say yes to a fantastic staycation in your very own paradise just over the bridge. For reservations, call 363-6483 or visit Atlantis Local on Facebook for details.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there cause the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Walt McCartney. So good to have you with us. Let me deal with your text messages at this point. Right. This says if Mitz gets reelected as PM, will his new title be the most high and mighty, glorious and magnificent, honorable King of the Bahamas, and we'll have to bow to him? No. Says Juan, even for married people, it's hard because all the bills are in my husband's name. Yeah, exactly. Right? So that's exactly right. Now, your name in on the lease too? Anyway. what a deed. It says, let's see if we can get this statement. Didn't like the way FNM treated McAlpine, so I'm campaigning for the PLP. Ginger, seems to be party logic rather than persons. Why not support the independent candidate McAlpine to continue what he has done? That's a very good point you make, actually. This says, okay, I'll try to remember. This one's a contact for someone at BTC. Let me
I'm going to write your number down, and then I'm going to send it to one of my BTC people. All right. Now, okay, you didn't leave a name, but I have the number. I'll see if they can reach out to you, all right? It says, the boy wants the 2000s, my wife name on every bill. I ain't trying that hero thing. McCartney, do the health officials have any other solutions to recommend to the government for COVID-19 other than lockdown and restrictions? I hear Nakia Forbes talking about this, and this is not scientific and medical solutions to fighting COVID. Lockdowns and restrictions are more of a China communistic approach with democratic countries should not be embracing. People in this country will literally die if we go into another lockdown. Lockdowns can be painful. They had new data coming out of the U.S. saying that overdoses doubled in 2020, and they think it's because of the lockdowns and restrictions and stuff. Says, good afternoon. A couple of months ago, I went to my insurance agent to renew my vehicle license. Found it strange and unusual that I had to fill out a questionnaire, and one of the questions asked if I was affiliated with any political figures, and if I did, to name those persons. I asked the agent what was the justification for the question. She said the parent company posed it. I inserted the information but was very concerned knowing who that relative is. It is, there's no law. It's just the insurance commission is requiring companies to do it. But they were supposed to pass a law that you had to disclose if you had any politically affiliated persons, if you are politically affiliated or you are close to anyone who's in politics. This is no poll could outdo the hole the FNM has dug, all right? This is one, I'm very sorry to hear about Leslie getting robbed. However, he and everyone needs to be aware at all times that these are different times and a different kind of people out there can't walk around unaware. Agreed. It says, there are some garbage men with great organizational skills, same as there are some doctors with great organizational skills. Then there are some like Dr. Minnis that you wouldn't put in charge of your garbage. As to Ed Fields being on every committee, it's a bad idea. It's also a chance for every committee to make the exact same mistakes. We have more than enough talent. One of our problems is we refuse to use it. Pass my number, please. All right. I'll shoot it to who you want me to pass it on to. Minnis? One, when asked about the Delta variant, none of our health officials seem to be able to tell us if it's here. Shouldn't they be able to give us an answer? The PAHO guy says there's no evidence yet that it's here, but the uptick in the spread seems to indicate that it is. All right. Just because you haven't found it here yet. It says that caller recalled about what Brave Davis has done in Cat Island and Salvador should be ashamed of himself. If Brave works cannot speak for itself, then it means nothing. Listen, and this ain't no diss to Cat Island and San Salvador, right? But I'm less concerned about what Brave Davis did as Minister of Works for Cat Island, Ramke, and San Salvador. And I'm more concerned about the Brave Davis who sat in the last cabinet that didn't disclose the Rubis report that didn't make sure that the dorm at BAMSI was properly insured. All right? You understand? The same Brave Davis who sat in the cabinet when we had a gaming referendum and the people voted against it, but you still went ahead and did it. I supported legalized gaming, by the way. I just, if you're going to do it anyway, why waste $1 million on a poll? You're not going to listen to any bloody way. All right, so I'm concerned about that, right? There's no disrespect to Cal Island, San Salvador. That doesn't really move me. I wish all the best for them, but the concern for me would be that Davis has shifted from that type of operating style. All right. While these PLPs and FNMs are trying so hard, they just don't get that we're so over both of them we may not vote and just let their sicko fans battle it out. Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. It says, can we compare the needs of Cat Island to the needs of Killarney? Yeah. It says, bro, please, it's all good. They're getting the vaccine, but why is the government not telling the Bahamian people how much persons died or got injured from COVID-19 vaccine and the percentage of vaccinated persons with breakthrough who are hospitalized or died? Where is the update? Yeah, I'm interested in that too. It says, why would this FNM government say those negative things about Davis? Maybe they're afraid and want the people to disbrave. I think the FNMs are scared sick. One, the FNM have some deep pockets. I'm hearing at least 7 political ads in a span of an hour. I would like to know what it will cost at this rate going into next year. Yeah, the stuff on cable alone has got to be, if they're continuing that for any length of time, we're talking $7,500 grand. It says, hi, all these political cronies will find themselves in a, oh, Lord, I can't say that. One, what has Brent Simonet or Diaglett done in their constituency? Village Road from Wolf Road to Shirley Street needed fixed for decades. Yeah, they got Village Road for chalk, son. Says, I don't blame Dr. Forbes for speaking directly to the public. Most of us trust her way more than Minnis and Wells. Two really arrogant gentlemen. This says, one, they're also interrupting my TV shows with these ads. This says, Juan, the robbers don't listen to your show. They have low IQ. Not much people agree with the good doctor's preferred method. I don't think it's about keeping it a secret for any particular advantage. I think it's more about control and power. It's silly at this point, right? I mean, they don't give it to you to go, oh, surprise. They give you the power to do it, seek a fresh mandate if there's some issue. But if you want to have an election, just set the date. Tell people, this is the last day you will have to register. I'm going to dissolve the House. We will have the election 30 days after that date. Right? This guessing game is nonsense. This says, tell Dr. Minnis, if he believes that polling, call the election. This would be an excellent opportunity for the electorate. Right, that's what I'm saying. Call the election. Let's do it. One, can you please tell me, once someone is tested positive for COVID, besides quarantining, what are the advice to take to assist in getting better? This is something I have not heard a public statement on. You know, I'm not sure. This says, correction, the requirement to identify and monitor accounts of politically exposed persons is a law, especially the Financial Transactions and Reporting Act. I'll double check. I know that they had an entire integrity bill that outlined that, but when I spoke to the people at the Insurance Commission, they were saying that it's not a law, but they expect it to become a law, and so this is their preferred practice. But I'll check. I could be wrong about that. Okay, this says, one, how are the ministry placing the children at the schools? It seems as if they're placing them at any school they like and the district is not working with us parents. Okay. This says, the FNM ads are better than my grandparents were subsistence farmers. I'm glad that stopped. That was really, all right. Well, we got to get out of here, but one last text. I want great show. Just wanted to share some info. I live in Exuma, and some family members moved in with me after Dorian. We had no problems with their voter's card being transferred. All I had to do was send a letter of verification, a bill for my current address, and my identification, and they had no problem. All right. Excellent. Good. Anyway, we got to go. All right, you guys, take care out there. Godspeed life. We'll be back tomorrow. And talk some more. They gonna ring it today? What do you think? I'm feeling like today. Like about 4-ish. Yeah, about 4. All right. All right, you guys. Have a great day. Take care, Bahamas.